morning, and welcome to Neocony View. I'm Peter Newman. Coming up in just a few weeks' time in the Manzanita area is the Manzanita Music Festival, now in its second year, and we are welcoming the director of the festival, Beth Carter Boyer, and co-founder of the festival, Rich Silverman. Thanks for joining us. What fun.
Thanks for having us.
So last year, we were talking about the festival just getting going, and I know there have been some additions and new acts and that sort of thing. But before we get to that, the festival seemed to be a success last year, but I imagine you also learned an awful lot from it, and that's why it's bigger and better.
You're correct.
Good
we
guess.
Certainly did, but it went so beautifully that we can't complain about anything. It was amazing. The community, the artists, the people that came in from out of town, everyone had a wonderful time. So even the police were happy. So we like that.
I imagine second year of a festival, assuming it goes well, it's easier for you to attract talent for the second and subsequent years.
I was in charge of booking the music last year, and 1 week after the festival, I contacted every band, thanked them for performing, and everyone across the board stated they had a wonderful time and they would love to come back next year. So the bands had a great time in addition to the attendees of the festival.
Definitely. And we had to work in sort of a cramped situation because of the accommodations in town during that time of the year. So it was necessary for us to ask for accommodations in private homes last year to be donated. And I wasn't sure how that would turn out, but it really engaged everyone. They enjoyed having the musicians in their homes, cooked breakfast for them. It was just super positive, and it's been that way since day one, and it's just getting bigger and bigger, and really can't complain at all.
Well, a question that you couldn't have answered last year, but presumably you can this year. Tell us about the audience. Who showed up? Any surprises?
We didn't have any artist surprises that we weren't planning, but we had more people really show up than we anticipated last year because
that's a happy problem.
Yeah, because we did not advertise since it was our first year. We wanted to go through it once and make sure we weren't overextending ourselves because it was such a large production. The city was a little nervous about what we wanted to do. We had multiple venues, and really nothing has ever been done like that in downtown Manzanita. So we ended up having quite a number of people attend, and this year we have expanded quicker than I thought we would to another venue, which will hold a lot more people. That's in the next city over, which is part of the long-term plan of including all three communities, and I anticipate moving into the Wheeler area as well. To host part of the festival, hopefully next year.
Specifically in response to your question about the attendees, we were hoping to make the festival a multi-generational event. And we had a kids zone that was hosted by NCRD's kids program, which was highly successful. The kids had a wonderful time.
Yeah, the kids zone was really big, and it's a lot of music. Richard has traveled extensively to thousands of music festivals, I'll say. No, maybe not thousands. But the kids zone is not something that's common. And so there might be a few activities for kids, but they're not kid-centered. And that's really the center of where we're looking to inspire and provide a healthy habit for kids in the future, so that they don't turn to other things.
Well, I want to get to that because that really is kind of at the heart of, or part of the heart of what the festival is all about. But we've gone practically a whole 5 minutes without playing some music, and I want to hear some musics. And some of the great talent that you're going to be bringing in. And we are starting off with Will West and the Friendly Strangers. Tell us about them.
Well, they're a Portland band, but I know Will's originally from the South. And I saw them last year, loved them, and was hoping to get them for this year. They are an Americana folk type music, very upbeat, inspirational.
Well, we happened to catch Will West performing last weekend in Portland. It was just spontaneous. And he came up, we chatted briefly after his performance, and he shared with us that he grew up in the South in a household that was surrounded by music. There was instruments everywhere. Everyone in the family played music, so it's just it's in his DNA, and I think that's what's infused in the sound that he creates. It's in his genes. You can really pick up on that when you hear a live performance.
The other thing I really liked about them is that they're what's happening right now in music, especially in Americana, in the region. And that's what I want to bring here, is something that's fresh, that's happy, that's positive, but also extremely well done. And that fits our festival. It fits what we're about.
We're gonna have a little sing-along. A few simple words that remind us to embrace the day. Embrace the now. It goes like this. Take this moment by the hand and never let it go. Take this moment by the hand and never let it go. Sing it with me now. Take this moment by the hand.
Will West and the Friendly Strangers, one of the groups that you can hear as part of the Manzanita Music Festival coming up in just a few weeks' time, July 21st through the 23rd in the Manzanita area, and we might add beyond. We are talking today with some of the organizers of the festival, the director, Beth Carter-Boyer, and co-founder, Rich Silverman. Wow. Well, before we heard the music, we talked about if it's not the core mission of the festival, it's certainly close to the heart of the festival, and that's about families and just trying to bring people together, isn't it?
Yeah, well, music is a connector. It breaks through race, religion, political beliefs, and unites people, and helps also build a sense of community. And part of our mission is to give back to our community in a healthy, positive and constructive fashion. So
exactly.
That was a lot of the core motivation for starting Beth's founding this festival in the beginning. And we're hoping to continue to cultivate that.
That's right. That's right.
And Beth, it's for you. It's a deeply personal mission.
It is. I lost my oldest son 2 years ago, suddenly. However, he had struggled for probably 2 years before that with emotional and drug-related issues. And as a result, was very isolated from his friends, his family, and music throughout that time was the only thing that I know gave him any peace. He had some very serious situations that he was in. Very life-threatening, and they were life-threatening and scary to all of us. After losing him, music was something that healed me. And this community right here stepped up and healed me as well. So it's just, by working on this, I keep his spirit alive and hope that we can impact other people in a positive way so that when they're isolated or lonely or going through things, that they know that they can access music.
Well, so with the festival, either families here or families visiting the area who are going to be attending the festival, what can they expect as part of the family component?
Well, for one thing, it's all family friendly. So that means that, I mean, what we've done is taken our Manzanita venue. It's just, it's a smaller venue, but that's a very, there are a lot of families and multi-generations of families that, that vacation during the summer. It's an open area with a kids zone, with amazing music. The parents or grandparents can have a beer or a glass of wine, watch the kids dance. You know, it's just laid out well. And then in the evenings, we were doing evening concerts at our new venue in Nehalem, at Rex Champ Field, which will provide an area for us to have a larger stage and bring in a larger production. But that's also, children can come to that as well. Probably you'd want to leave the younger children into the daytime area, but if you want to bring a baby at night, that's fine. Everyone's welcome. And there's just more room at the field to run and play and to sit down with your in a chair or on your blanket and enjoy the community.
And this year, as was the case last year, the Kids Zone is being run by the NCRD Kids Program. Last year, there were kid drumming lessons, kids yoga, Tai Chi, a wide range of kids' activities. Mm-hmm. This year, one of our add-ons to the festival that I'm very excited about, a coworker of mine does pantomime and also does, he's a, sort of a clown and does balloon animals. So he's going to be circulating through the crowd doing mime and doing these balloon animals for the kids. And I think that's going to be a very positive
addition.
Well,
and it'll
addition.
Be experiential for everyone because that's the whole, last year we just weren't able to get to all the pieces because we're in the process of building it. But really it's about the whole experience and having just a very engaging, wonderful time while you're here. For example, the art piece. That was always a plan for me and a hope for the high school. Neocone School District has been very supportive. We have high school students who have, as a final exam this year, painted panels that are absolutely beautiful that they created for the festival that will be displayed. We also have some younger children, preschoolers that are painting panels. We have students from the University of Oregon that are involved in this, doing crafts, painting amazing things, creating things, and that will continue to evolve. It's sort of limitless.
Well, I want to hear some more music, and next up is Scratch Dog String Band. Tell us about them.
Scratch Dog String Band. We saw at the Laurel Thirst in Portland, and then they played here at the Sand Dune. The Sand Dune is wonderful because they have been bringing in quality music for at least 10 years, and so we saw them there as well. Love them. They are fresh. They're bluegrassy. They're fun. You'll just have to listen.
Some I just can't stand. But I wake up as a stranger each and every day, singing bye, 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 makes straight my crazy
Scratch Dog String Band, one of the groups that you can hear as part of the Manzanita Music Festival coming up July 21st through the 23rd in, well, guess where, Manzanita and beyond, in Nehalem as well. Our guest this morning on Neocone View is the director of the Manzanita Music Festival, Beth Carter-Boyer, and co-founder of the festival, Rich Silverman. You started a new venue. Boy, it's one thing to move into a venue and call it your own. It's another thing to actually kind of create the venue, which is in effect what you did, right?
Well, I think we were a catalyst in making it happen. The Rex Champ Ball Field has been used for decades here, and many people that still live here grew up hitting their first home run on that field. But for at least the past 15 years, it's been completely neglected, and the kids that are here, it wasn't a very inviting place to play on. So with the huge energy of the new executive director at NCRD, David Wigan, he made it happen. NCRD, we consulted with them and brought in our partners and production people from the Waterfront Blues Fest in Portland to help him understand what it would take to make the field a multi-use year-round venue for concerts, for youth sports, for any community activity that it could be used for. And so David just went with the recommendations, and it's just been amazing. The field's transformed. The first time I saw the kids playing over there, it was just a whole different thing. It's like they had a beautiful stage to play baseball on.
Well, let's get to back to some more music. You got some roots music coming up with Lauren Sheehan.
Yeah, I can speak to Lauren. I've known Lauren for a number of years. She is a gift to the Pacific Northwest, and just recently moved to Tillamook County. She lives up the Wilson River, so she's a local performer as well. She's got a phenomenal background, played years ago with the legendary duo Cephas and Wiggins out of the South, and she learned a lot about the blues, acoustic blues from Cephas and Wiggins. She's a regular performer at the Waterfront Blues Festival, performs nationally and internationally, and we are thrilled to have her.
Absolutely.
She is going to be doing on Sunday morning at 11 a community gospel hour where anybody and everybody can participate, and she will be the ringleader. And then she'll be doing her own solo set later on that same afternoon. So she's definitely worth coming out and listening to.
And one of the artists that you can hear as part of the Manzanita Music Festival coming up just a few weeks' time, July 21st through the 23rd, Manzanita, and also to the south of Manzanita in the Nehalem area. Neocotti View this morning, and our guests, the director of the festival, Beth Carter-Boyer, and co-founder Rich Silverman. How did the two of you collectively, individually decided, I guess, the audacity of starting a festival?
Well, I just blame it on the fact I'm from Texas and I'm not afraid of anything, I guess. But it's a large undertaking. I did do research and I have some experience in corporate events, and I love music. Plus, motivated by my own personal loss that was very difficult to make sense of. So something immensely powerful that I could project out was sort of the only thing I could do.
Music has been a huge part of my life, both personally and professionally. I'm a healthcare practitioner and a very ardent supporter of the healing power of music and music therapy. So that I know from a professional healing perspective is an important part of our culture. And personally, I've experienced that in my own life, is the healing power of music. Well, I moved to this area about 2 years ago, and I was working out at the NCRD gym one morning, and one of the fellows says, "Oh, there's a music festival coming to town." So I immediately said, "Who's putting it on?" They gave me Beth's phone number. And we had a meeting,
yep.
And I was sold at Hello. And there was another person there, and he said, "Well, how much are you going to want to provide?" So I go, I don't want a damn penny. I'm just happy to, yeah. And so that's kind of how it
yeah,
started.
Yeah, that's the right attitude. And honestly, the people who have put this together, it may be a newborn festival, but the range of expertise and the years and years of experience of the people that are actually doing it is incredible.
It really is pretty amazing. But to me, you know, as a 2-year resident of this community, I'm always taken aback by the incredible talent
right.
that this community has. I mean, people from all different walks of life and different talents. And this festival is sort of another manifestation of that diversity.
Absolutely.
Of talent. We've got people that have unbelievable credentials.
Yes.
In regards to putting on a festival like this. And again, to me, it's just sort of representative of the community at large.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the artists on your roster is not from around here, Leslie Mendelson. How do you bring
yeah,
her?
I'll speak to Leslie as well. I'm a big fan of the virtuoso guitar player Steve Kimmock, who's been around for years. Leslie recently joined the Steve Kimmock band, and I got introduced to her through a few Steve Kimmock shows that I attended. And when we were looking to put our ensemble together, she came immediately to mind and contacted her. One of the first people I contacted was Leslie, and she was thrilled to perform. So, you know, this is a national act. She plays with the likes of Bob Weir from the Grateful Dead.
Tours all over the world.
Tours the world, plays with the members of the Widespread Panic, String Cheese Incident. She's a professional, and we're thrilled to have her.
Leslie Mendelson, one of the artists that you can hear as part of the Manzanita Music Festival coming up in July 21st through the 23rd in Manzanita, and also to the south, the Halem area. Beth Carter-Boyer is the director, Rich Silverman, co-founders of the festival. We're going to wrap up with another artist in just a moment, but we'll give folks a chance to get the info a second time. But let's start with probably websites and Facebook pages. And how can we find out more about the festival?
Well, more about us. The best thing to do is to go to manzanitamusicfestival.org. Our website is under construction because we're new. However, you can see the lineup of who will be performing. We will be, and also our links to ticketing. Our ticketing, you can do a couple different ways. We're on Ticket Tomato as well. But if you go to the site, you'll see you can get a day pass or a weekend pass. That's the other thing. Because it's for the community, it needs to be affordable. And 3 days for this festival with 20 plus bands is $25 in advance. So, I mean, I dare someone to find this for $25 somewhere else.
And the individual events, the Friday night and Saturday night events at the Rex Champ Field, for a one-day ticket is $15, $25 for the 2 nights.
Or $10 in advance.
All that information available on the site. We'll give that address in just a few moments. I'll close off with another artist, the Paul Chesney Band. Tell us about them.
Well, Paul Chesney is from Los Angeles.
And he was recommended by some of our friends here who were...
Part of the wealth of talent in our community.
Wealth of talent in our community.
I was at work one day at the Reinhardt Clinic, and I had started a conversation with this individual, and one thing leads to the next. And Beth had told me previously that she'd been talking to some fellow in the community that had put on festivals in Europe, 300,000 people. Long story short, this was that fellow's wife. And
right.
That's how we got turned on to Paul Chesney, through a music conversation at the Reinhardt Pharmacy.
Yes. So they were the ones that said this band will have a party. And then when we that was the first thing, because they knew a lot of people in L.A., and they threw out a few names. We listened to a couple things. We really liked Paul. But then once we found out, Paul has played with...
Well, his band, and they've been in bands with Waylon Jennings, Johnny Cash. They can do traditional country similar to the Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, but they also step it up and do what I would categorize as alt-country rockabilly as well.
Right, right.
They're a powerhouse band.
A lot of fun.
We can't skirt the issue. Can't raise indelible.
Chesney Band, one of the groups you can hear as part of the Manzanita Music Festival, July 21st through the 23rd, Manzanita and beyond. For more information, well, we will get to more information. Beth Carter-Boyer and Rich Silverman, how can they access your website again?
ManzanitaMusicFestival.org.
And tickets available?
Tickets are available, and Ticket Tomato as well.
And again, our schedule, Friday night, Rex Champ Field, gates open at 5. Music's going to run from approximately 7 to 11. Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., 220 Lanita. Our location is kind of right behind the Lost Coast Burrito. And then
downtown
Saturday night, again, back at Rex Champ Field, 5 to 11. And then Sunday, 11 to 5, back on Lanita in downtown Manzanita.
Going to be great fun. Thanks to both of you.
Absolutely.
Beth Carter-Boyer and Rich Silverman, our guests this morning on the Econi View. Have a blast. We all will. Party.
Yes, we have fun.
We're trying to get everything done in advance so we can do that. It's, you know what, the team of people, that's the only thing that I really would like to, didn't get to say, you know, that we didn't get to. But our core team, Karen McCarty, Bill Phillips, Rich, Ton Cagle, and Jay Vogel, these are the people that are at the core guiding it, and it's an amazing group of people.
Gonna be fun. Thank you. And again, the website one last time in case.
ManzanitaMusicFestival.org.
Easy. Well, thank you for joining us, Beth and Rich, and this is Peter Newman. I will see you next month on the Econi View.